And good evening from Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for basketball. The Door College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs getting set to do battle this evening at what I still like to call Alley Gym, but it's the Rosen Verdorn Center and Alley Gymnasium. The Door College Defender women come into tonight's contest on a two-game winning streak with wins over Nebraska Wesleyan and Martin Luther. While the Morningside Mustangs are on a three-game winning streak of their own, Morningside comes into tonight's contest 9-1, while the North College Defenders are even up 7-7 overall, 3-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me. I'm seated in the second row of bleachers, as is my customary spot in Sioux City at Morningside College. It'll be a sparse crowd for tonight's contest in all likelihood, as the Morningside Mustangs have a football team playing in the NAIA national championship game tomorrow evening. But tonight, their focus is on basketball. The same is true for the Dort College Defenders as they try to get above 500 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and will try to move to 4-3 heading into their last game of the pre-Christmas portion of their schedule on Saturday at home against the Briarcliff Chargers. Morningside comes in number 3 in the country. They are averaging 76 points per ball game, while the North College Defenders come into today's contest 7-7 overall, and they are averaging right at 65 points per contest. I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Craig Steensma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and here is what Coach Craig Steensma had to say. Coach Craig Steensma talks to me now as the Door College Defenders get set for the Morningside Mustangs, Great Plains Athletic Conference action. And, Coach, taking on a Morningside team after you have gotten a couple of wins. You defeated Nebraska Wesley and then Martin Luther on Monday night. Tonight, a different level, though, as you're taking on the third-rated team in the country. Morningside always good, and this year it seems no different. Have they changed their system at all?
They have not changed a thing. And, you know, last year they were one of the best teams in the country, and they have everyone back. They have, just all their guns are back. And so they're a very, very difficult matchup. They definitely are deserving of the number 3 ranking. They run the same system offensively and defensively as they have for the last number of years. And Coach Sale does a great job with them, and they're very well coached, and they work really, really hard. And they're a tough team to deal with at home.
Defensively, the pressure that they will put on, where do you want the ball to go other than in the basket?
We want the ball to go in the basket. We want the ball to go in the middle. You know, we need to be able to be strong enough to catch and face and strong enough to attack the basket. And, you know, we're a veteran enough club that, you know, that shouldn't be a problem tonight. And if it is, it'll be a bad sign for us. And, you know, just the practice that we had was very, very good. And, you know, some of the lessons that we've learned over the last year or two, I think will help us a lot tonight in dealing with their press.
Morningside, a team that relies a lot on their three-point shooting, as they have in other years. Nearly 40% of their shots come from the three-point line. Your team has done a pretty good job of defending the arc this season.
Right. We have, statistically, we've done a great job. And in the last couple games, we've done a great job, especially of defending the three-point line. And, you know, they're very, very good three-point shooting team. Their percentages and the number that they've made and they've taken is about exactly the same as us. And so, you know, we feel like we're a very good three-point shooting team as well. But you just can't let them stand on the line and shoot it, or they'll bury you.
What do you like about your team heading into tonight's contest?
Just our experience. I think our experience will help us a lot. And just dealing with adversity and dealing with press and, you know, not hanging our heads when we turn it over. And also, I think the last couple games, being able to win big has been helpful to, you know, confidence and the fact that we can do it if we play well.
The Mustangs started this season with 6 wins in a row before stumbling by an 80-76 margin at home to Concordia. Mustangs have since won 3 games in a row to lift their record to 9-1 overall, and they stand 4-1 in the league with wins over Hastings, Northwestern, Dakota Wesleyan, and Doan. Chelsea Trask is scoring 14.4 points per game and is 23 of 50 on three-point shots. Ashlyn Mull converts 12.3 points per game and is making nearly 60% of her field goal tries. Mull is the team rebound, the top rebounder for the Mustangs with a 7.3 average, and she has taken the most free throws for the Mustangs this season with 50 attempts. She has made 35. Hannah Blum is scoring 7 point. That's Hannah Blum is scoring 7.2 points per game, while Jessica Teets and Leanne Osten each convert for 6.8 and 6.7 points per game. Blum takes down 4.7 rebounds. Teets takes down 4.7 as well. Osten tops the team with 25 assists. Shelby Badette has set up 23 baskets with her passes. The Dort College women are 7-7 this season and have won two games in a row with decisions over Nebraska Wesleyan and Mount Martin Luther in their most recent games. The defenders started the season with three straight losses and have won two games in a row twice. Dort College averages 67.5 points per game officially. They allow 56.6 points per outing. The defenders are rebounding teams 40.1 to 37.9, and they have forced 314 turnovers to 270 for its opponents. Dort College is converting 39.2% of the field goals taken, while opponents are at 35.2. Kara Van Dyke is the leading scorer and rebounder with a 13.1 and 8.1 average, respectively. Van Dyke converts 48.5% of her field goals and 26 steals and 14 blocked shots. Kayla Brookhuis converts 11.3 points per game, and she is 21 of 60 on three-point shots through nine games played. Brianna Sprock dumps in 10.7 points per game and also takes in 5.5 rebounds with a team-high 33 assists and 28 steals. Elise Marsh is adding 9.3 points with 5.9 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhas and Danelle Bone score 6.6 and 5.7 points per game, respectively. Skelhas is 19 of 50 on three-pointers. Bone is 17 of 36. The Morningside women won a 69-48 decision on Saturday over Doan and Creed after leading 34-25 at halftime. Mustangs made 44.6% of the shots they took Saturday afternoon. They were paced by Mull and Hannah Blum with 10 points each. Morningside out-rebounded Doan 43-33 and had 16 players play at least 6 minutes in that contest. Morningside lost to Doan in men's play 76-60 after leading 32-29 at halftime. Morningside converted just 20 of 62 shots for 32.3% and got out-rebounded 41-31 while allowing Doan to make 28 of 55 field goals. Trent Miller was good for 20 points. Tanner Ferguson had 14. That's the men's contest. I've got to get to the women, Dort College women. I was distracted for a moment. The Dort College women beat Martin Luther Monday night 62-42, behind 15 points by Elise Marish and 11 by Jasmine Skelhas. Kayla Brookhuis converted for 9 points and had 3 assists and 5 steals. Dort College was 22 of 59 from the floor in that win over Martin Luther Monday night and held a 46-41 rebounding advantage. The Morningside women lead this series 40-11. They won both games last season 66-46 and 81-66. Dort College trailed in the December 14 matchup in Sioux Center 31-23 at halftime before falling 66-46. Bone scored 15 to pace Dort, while Leanne Olsen had 17 for the Mustangs. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Our national anthem from Sioux City. Continuing on with a look at the series between these two teams, we told you that Danelle Bone scored 15 to pace Dort College in that first meeting of the two teams last year. Leanne Austin had 17 for the Mustangs in Sioux Center. Second meeting of the teams was on January 25th. This time the defenders were down 37-33 at halftime but couldn't keep pace and falling 81-66. Jamie Cook had 14 points and 6 rebounds with Kara Van Dyke dumping in 13. Brittany Alfredson had 16. Chelsea Trask had 14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A quick break, and we'll be back with our starting lineups right after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here, then, are your starting lineups for tonight's basketball game for the Mustangs. They will start number 2, Chelsea Trask, a 5'9 senior from Rockford, Iowa, averaging 14.4 points per game. Shelby Badette is a 5'7 senior from Walled Hill, Nebraska, averaging 5.6 points per contest. Number 15 is Leanne Austin, a 5'6 junior from Columbus, Nebraska. She is averaging 6.7 points per game. Ashlyn Mull is a 6-foot sophomore from Taunton, Minnesota, transfer from Southwest Minnesota State, averaging 12.3 points per game. And Hannah Bloom is a 5'10 senior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 7.2 points per game. Again, for the Mustangs, it'll be Trask, Badette, Austin, Mull, and Bloom. For the Dort College Defenders, Caleb Rockeis, 5'5 junior, Edgerton, Minnesota, 11.3 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus, 5'7 freshman, Pella, Iowa, averaging 6.6 points per game. Kara Van Dyke is a 6'2 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. She is averaging 13.1 points per contest. Brianna Sprontz, a 5'11 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, and she is averaging 10.7 points per game. And Elise Marish is a 5'11 junior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 9.3 points per game. Dort College controls the opening tip. Shot off of the rim, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. Dort College inbounding. Skelhaus gets it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup is good. Dort College is on the board first, 2-0. 2-0, our score just underway. Morningside with the basketball. They pass it left side over to Badette. Badette gives it up to Trask. Trask at the free throw line. Dort College in man-for-man defense. Pass comes right side. They swing it around back over to Badette. Badette with the ball. Gives it up to Trask. Trask to Austin. Austin with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes back right side. A long two is up and down for Hannah Bloom. Bloom ties it up at 2-2 with 19:12 left to play in the first half. Dort College basketball. Skelhaus, middle of the floor, takes it across the timeline. She picks up her dribble, and now she's going to be called for steps as she shuffles her feet to get things started. Dort College with the basketball. They turned it over. Pass comes right side to Chelsea Trask. Trask loses the dribble in the lane. It's taken away by Brookice. Brookice with the ball, picks up a screen. She's going to drive the lane, layup with the right hand. No good, but she is fouled on the play. Foul called on the play on the Morningside Mustangs. That's going to go on Leanne Austin. Austin whistled for the personal foul. Maybe that was on Hannah Bloom. They're going to go on Ashley Mull with that one, actually. I didn't see her close to the play, but we'll take their word for it. Kayla Brookice will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is up and down. Another one on the way. Left that one short. No good. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Coming up with it is Mull. Mull passes it off to Austin. Austin right side it comes. Trask. Dort College with a 3-2 lead. 18:30 left to play in the first half. Out front with it is Bloom. Bloom goes back over to Badette. Badette with the ball on the left wing, guarded there by Marish. Lob pass underneath, and it's taken away on the weak side. Help by Dort College and Kayla Brookice. Brookice with the basketball across half court. Left side it goes Skelhaus. Skelhaus steps up, nothing there. Van Dyke. Van Dyke comes back right side. Marish. Marish baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tapped away on the weak side by Leanne Austin. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Skelhaus to throw it in for the defenders. The freshman from Pella looking. She gets it in over the top to Marish. Marish to Sprunt. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. Shot up and down from the baseline by Sprunt. Brianna Sprunt makes it a 5-2 ball game. Dort College in front. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. Morningside basketball. Dort College scored a free throw and a field goal on their last two possessions. They lead it 5-2. 18 minutes left to go. First half. Backdoor pass tipped away by the Dort College defenders and Brookice. It'll be Chelsea Trask inbounding the basketball. It will be Morningside basketball. Throwing it in will be Baudette on the right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Baudette looking to throw it in. Passes in over the top. Comes up to Leon Austin. Austin goes back over to Trask. Three-pointer plants it in between the hoop and the backboard. It won't roll in, and the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Brookhouse ahead to Sprunk. Sprunk puts it on the floor. Hard to the baseline. Stops, spins in the lane, and throws it away. Chelsea Trask comes up with it. Trask with the steal. Into the front court, Trask. Trask crosses over to the right side. Stops on the right block. Pass comes back over to Baudette. Baudette gives it up to the new player. That is a player that we didn't anticipate seeing this evening, Kayleen Anderson. Anderson, a 6-foot junior from Rosalie, Nebraska. Didn't play a lot in the last outing for that Morningside played. Comes back right side, shot on the way. Three, no good there for the rebound. And the putback attempt is Mull, and Mull has it blocked by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College with a 5-2 lead. Lob pass over the top. Skelhaas unable to race after it and pick it up. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 17:04 remaining. 17:04 left to go, first half. Morningside gets the ball back as the teams exchange early turnovers. With the basketball is Leanne Austin. Austin passes left side over to Baudette. Baudette gives it up to the top. Now gets the return pass to Austin. Austin on the right wing. Lob pass underneath. Shot in the lane off of the glass from straight on from 5 feet is Ashlyn Mull. And she makes it 5-4. 5-4 our score. Van Dyke with it in the backcourt. Comes back over to Brookhouse. Brookhouse to Sprunk. Sprunk gives it up out front to Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the left elbow. Nothing there. Comes back right side over to Brookhouse. Brookhouse with the ball. Lobs it up for Sprunk. Sprunk puts it on the floor facing up. Nothing there. Van Dyke. Van Dyke deep right corner. Kara Van Dyke with the basketball. 9 to shoot. They get it back over to Sprunk. Sprunk baseline jumper. Good. Brianna Sprunk with 4 points. Dort College leads 7-4. Thing I remember from these Morningside Dort matchups over the years is that that short corner will be open. Remember, Amber Soetsman knocking down several of those baseline jumpers over the years for the Dort College defenders. Now Brianna Sprunk taking her turn this evening with a pair of those mid-range jumpers from about 12 feet on the baseline. Morningside with the basketball, Austin. Austin passes it underneath Mull. Mull bulls her way to the basket, gets around Van Dyke, lays it up and down. Dort College leads 7-6. Skelhaas with the basketball in the backcourt, comes back over to Brookhouse. Brookhouse with it on the floor. Comes back over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas wants to get it back to the middle of the deck. She does. Gets it to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is fouled on the play by Baudette, I believe. We'll wait for the officials' call. It's going to go on Baudette. Our officials tonight, Mike Pooley, Andrew Fulton, and Brian Ryken. Andrew Fulton had the call on that one. Throwing it in will be Van Dyke, the junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Van Dyke looking to throw in, gets it in to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma working against the pressure defense applied by the Mustangs and Lacey Lehman. Comes back out front, Danelle Bone. Bone right side, swings it over to Sprunk. Another baseline jumper. This one's short, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Mull. Mull with the basketball. Mull passes it off to Lehman. Lehman will bring it up. Morningside shooting for their first lead of the night. We've been tied at 2-2. Pass over the top, Mull. Mull seals the defensive player, Sprunk. Lays it up and down. Mull averaging 12.3 points per game. She's got 6. Comes over to Sprunk. Sprunk to Jelsma. Jelsma travels with it on the right sideline. It'll be Morningside basketball on the turnover. You go up the sideline, you get yourself in trouble against this Morningside team. You want to keep the ball in the middle of the floor. Jamie Cook checks in. Kara Van Dyke will check out. Morningside basketball thrown in by Kayleen Anderson. So Kayleen Anderson getting significant minutes here in the early going of this contest off of the bench. Both teams have gone to their bench. We'll reset the lineup for Dort College in just a moment. Emily Newman on the floor. She's guarding Trask now. Trask steps back. Three-pointer. Rainbow no good. Rebound taken away by the Dort College defenders in Brianna Sprunk. Sprunk gets it away to Jelsma. Dort College into the front court. Looks like Morningside's in a 2-3 zone. Newman out front, Bone. Bone with it at the top of the key. 14:20 left to play in the first half. Cook cross-court pass, Jelsma. Jelsma pulls her way into the lane. Drops it off for Cook. Cook outside to Bone. Bone drops it off short corner. Sprunk baseline jumper, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Emily Newman. Emily Newman with the two-point basket. Now, I was shield off on the play, but I'm quite certain that was Newman. Newman and Cook were in the vicinity. Three-pointer coming back the other way. That's good for Chelsea Trask. Trask with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 11-9, 13:45 and counting, first half. Comes back over to Bone. Bone to Spronk. Spronk back over to Bone. Bone right side, Gelsma. She's on the sideline. Got to get away from that trap. She does so. Back to the top. Comes over to Cook. Cook looking. Cross court. Gets it to Newman. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. 10 to shoot now. They've used up 20 seconds on the shot clock. Newman tries to pass cross court, and it's ripped away by Trask. Trask running in. Her shot no good, and foul called on the ground, I believe. We'll get the official indication from Mike Pooley, and he says Emily Newman caught some arm. It was not on the floor. It was on the way up, and Chelsea Trask will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's an 89% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and good. She is 40 for 45 for the season now. Another free throw on the way. Mull and Anderson check out. On the floor for the defenders, Van Dyke, Spronk, Newman, Brookeis, and Bone. For the Mustangs, Teets, Wallenberg, Trask. Now Trask gives way to Randy Ebert. And also on the floor is Lacey Lehman. Morningside leads it 13-9 after the two free throws by Chelsea Trask. She's got 5 points. Dort College turns it over in the backcourt. Morningside has the basketball. Right side pass comes over to Lehman. Lehman gives right wing. Three-pointer is up and down for Bobby McManaman. McManaman checked in at the last break as well, and the North College defenders have to use their first timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 13:11 left to go in the first half. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back the other way we come with it. That's Brookeis. Brookeis comes back over to Bone. Bone to Brookeis. Brookeis with the ball down to the baseline. Double team gets it to Van Dyke. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Right side it goes Newman. Newman with it on the wing. Newman goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke's pass is deflected and taken away by Morningside. Now we've got a foul called on the play against Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside brings the ball back the other way. Mustangs leading at 16-9 and looking to build on the lead. Taken away by Brookeis. Brookeis in the backcourt has to pass it ahead to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone passes it back over to Brookeis. Brookeis right side Newman. Newman shuffles it inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke back over to Newman. Newman gives it up top of the key. Brookeis three-pointer left it short. No good. Saved in by Van Dyke, by Spronk, that is, to Van Dyke. And we've got a foul on the play called on the Mustangs. Foul's going to go on McManaman on the scrum underneath the basket. So Dort College will inbound the basketball now on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. That's Newman. Newman gives it up into the corner. Brookeis. Brookeis measures that one out, knocks down the three-point basket. Dort College trails 16-12. 12-12 remaining. Ball tipped, taken away by Van Dyke, just left of the lane in the Morningside half of the floor. Right side, Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone gives it up, gets it over to Brookeis. Brookeis to Newman. Newman with the ball on the left wing. Newman back over to Bone. Bone with it on the right side, gets it inside to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke has it tipped away from behind, and it's stolen away by the Mustangs. They'll race up the floor with it. Ebert. Ebert goes left side to Lehman. Bounce pass down low, intended for the post player, Jessica Teets. And the ball is kicked by the defenders. It will be Morningside basketball with 21 seconds on the shot clock. 21 on the shot clock. Ball's inbounded to Lehman. Lehman comes back over to Wallenberg. Wallenberg with the ball. Might have traveled with it. Pass inside. Taken away by Marsh. Marsh with the steal. Here come the defenders. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas over to Brookeis. Dort College down four. Brookeis gets it away to Marsh. Marsh on the right wing. Cross-court pass, Skelhas. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Rebound Brookeis, and Brookeis is pushed from behind on the play. Foul's going to go on Lehman on the rebound. That's foul number four on the Mustangs in this first half, and Brianna Spronk will check into the game. Throwing the ball in will be Spronk. She checks in for Newman, who checks out of the contest. Dort College inbounds to Marsh. Marsh, top of the key. Inside intended for Spronk. It's taken away by the Mustangs, so a turnover by the defenders. Got to keep those to a minimum today. Left side it goes to Lehman. Lehman's pass into the lane. Tipped and controlled by Marsh at the top of the key. She shovels it back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus off and running. Skelhaus to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Marsh. Marsh cutting down to the left block. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left wing. Cut off on the play. Gets it back over to Skelhaus. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Goes right wing. Brookhuis. Brookhuis three-pointer. Got it. Kayla Brookhuis with the three-point basket. She's got seven, and the defenders trail by one, 16 to 15. Dort College down by one with a basketball. Lehman. Lehman deep right corner. Guarded there by Marsh. Swing it left side via the point guard. That's Ebert with it on the wing. Ebert back over to Lehman. Lehman comes back right side to McManaman. McManaman to Ebert. Ebert, top of the key, guarded by Brookhuis. Morningside going with their reserves right now. Into the lane. Jumper is up and good by McManaman. McManaman able to step into the lane through a fake. The Dort College defense bought at that time. And the Mustangs come back the other way after the two-point basket by McManaman. Brookhuis, right side it goes, Van Dyke. Van Dyke will step into a three. It's good. Kara Van Dyke with the three-point basket. She's got five, and we're deadlocked at 18. 18 to 18, 9:55 left to play in the first half. Mustang basketball, Lehman. Lehman with it on the wing to the free throw line. Steps inside. Her shot off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. That's touched by the Mustangs and Lacey Lehman. It will be Dort College basketball. 9:43 left to play in the first half. 18 to 18 our score. Inbounding the basketball is Van Dyke. Dort College with it in the backcourt. Pass is tipped. Taken by Van Dyke. Van Dyke keeps it alive and she's called for traveling. Turnover back to the Mustangs. 9:37 remaining. Dort College will defend as Morningside throws it in with Hannah Bloom. Bloom gets it inbounded to Leanne Osten. Osten with the basketball. Morningside will go 10 or 11 deep regularly. Play five or six off of the bench. Right side pass. Three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Van Dyke. Van Dyke takes away the missed shot by Chelsea Trask. Brookhuis to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. 18 to 18. Dort College trying to retake the lead. Van Dyke with the ball back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus ball fake. Comes back right side Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow. Driving all the way down with the left hand. Too strong off of the backboard. Rebound taken away by Mull. Mull hands it off to Austin. Austin goes right side. McManaman. McManaman step back three pointer. Good. Bobby McManaman with 8 points. And the defenders trail 21 to 18. So McManaman, senior from Hayward, knocks it through. With it on the right side, Brookhuis. Brookhuis comes back over to Spront. Spront steps up, right side, gets stopped on the hash mark of the key. She gives it off to Marsh, and Marsh bottoms it out. Marsh is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. So Marsh with her first field goal of the day. Dort College has spread it around offensively. She is the fifth player to score a field goal this evening for the defenders. Checking into the contest for the Mustangs will be Anderson. Checking out is Mull. Marish averaging 9.3 points per game for the defenders. She's a junior from Beersford, South Dakota. And she makes the free throw. Three-point play for Marish. And we're deadlocked at 21 with 8:33 remaining in the first half. Mustang basketball, Trask. Trask lobs it down low for Anderson. Kayleen Anderson working against Cook. And we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation called on the Mustangs. Dort College to throw it in. They'll try to retake the lead on this possession. Pass comes in to Brookhuis. Brookhuis in the backcourt. Gets it ahead to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone gives it up to Brookhuis. Brookhuis to Cook. Cook with it in between the circles. Goes right side over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis tries to feed it underneath to Marsh, and it's tipped away by the Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in will be Cook. Cook up the sideline about 17 feet on the right side. Gets it in to Spronk. Spronk stopped on the dribble. Tries to get it away to Marish. Marish tries to save it in off of a Mustang player. It glances off of McManaman, but she's able to field it. And here come the Mustangs. Behind the back dribble by Chelsea Trask. York College comes up with it. Trask turns it over on the other end. Brooke Ice goes Cook. Cook, Bone. Bone, short corner, Sprunk. Collapsed on by two Mustangs. Tries to dribble out of the trap. And a travel violation called on Brianna Sprunk. She went to her backside. Then tried to pass it. And they rule a travel on her. Tonight's broadcast made possible by the Beninklin-Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Mustang basketball, Chelsea Trask. Trask picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Anderson. Anderson at the point. She gives it up Austin. Austin drops it off and another travel called on Morningside. It has been a poorly played first half on both sides by... in terms of turnovers. Because of the high possession count, though, both teams still managing to put up 21 points apiece through the first 13 minutes of this contest. Morningside's averaging 76 points per game. Door College in the 60s. Baseline jumper by Bone is too strong, no good. There for the rebound of the putback, though, is Sprunk. Sprunk with a putback. She's got 6 points on the weak side rebound. And the Door College defenders retake the lead at 23-21. 6:55 and counting. Morningside over the basketball as the first half winds down. Mustangs pass it to Anderson. Anderson comes out to 15 feet to receive it. They pass it to McManaman. Her shot no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Anderson. Anderson gives it up. McManaman. McManaman, the jumper over the top of Brooke. I saw on the missed shot. She got the rebound, put it back up, and she is fouled on the play, and McManaman will go to the free throw line to shoot for a three-point play. McManaman's offensive numbers this season have been limited. She has not shot a free throw, according to my statistics. She's got 10 points this evening. Comes into tonight's contest averaging 2.4 points per game. Free throw is up, and McManaman misses it. We're tied at 23-23 with 6:40 remaining in the first half. Van Dyke with the basketball gives it up to Skelha. 6.5 left to go as Bone takes it across the left side of the half-court stripe. Van Dyke with it on the left, right elbow, reverses it to Bone. Bone shot no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Mustangs up with it is Austin. Austin tries to pass it back over to Bloom, and it's tipped out of bounds by a trailing Brianna Sprunk. She taps it away. Morningside will reset their offense. Baudette checks in. Austin checks out. Throwing the ball in will be Hannah Bloom. Bloom to trigger it. Gives it up to Trask. Trask in the corner, and Trask calls for a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 6:15 left to go in the first half. Mustangs and Dort College deadlocked at 23. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Mustangs for the basketball. We're deadlocked at 23-23. Three-pointer is up and down, and Bobby McManaman having a career first half, 13 first-half points. And the Mustangs lead at 26-23. McManaman has been dangerous over the years, but this year, averaging just 2.4 points per game, she's got 13 first-half points, half of her Morningside team's offense so far. With the basketball is Cook. Cook goes to the middle of the floor, tries to feed it underneath to Van Dyke, and it's swiped away by Hannah Bloom. Here come the Mustangs. Mustangs for the basketball. Left side it goes Trask. Trask on the wing. Trask comes back over to Baudette. Baudette with it, right side to Hannah Bloom. Bloom with the ball, return pass, and it's off of a Morningside player. McManaman unable to handle it. Van Dyke comes up with it. Bone with it on the right side, 5:25 and counting, first half. Skelhaus out front with it in between the circles. She picks up her dribble, goes back right side over to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball, Jelsma to Sprunk. Sprunk, high post for Cook. It's tipped and controlled by the Mustangs and then thrown away right back to Danelle Bone. Left side pass, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, three-pointer, got it. Three-point basket, Jasmine Skelhaus, her first of the night. We're tied 26-26. 4:59 left to play in the first half. Mustang basketball, right side is McManaman. McManaman gives it up to Trask. Trask on the wing. Trask into the lane. Her shot fired off of the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound taken away by Skelhas. Skelhas for the ball. Skelhas at the top of the key. Passes left side over to Cook. Cook lobs it down low. Gives it up to Spronk, and Spronk is fouled on the play by Kayleen Anderson. Spronk will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Brianna Spronk to shoot a pair. First free throw on the way for Spronk is up. No good. She's a 68% free throw shooter coming into the contest. And another free throw on the way. Emily Newman checks into the contest. Jamie Cook checks out. A second free throw on the way by Spronk is up and down, so Spronk makes one of two, and the defenders retake the lead at 27-26. 4:29 and counting. First half. Mustangs have the basketball. Shelby Baudette with it in between the circles out front. Baudette looking for someone to pass to. Keeps her dribble alive. Now passes right side over to Bloom. Bloom with the ball, gives it to Trask. Trask on the right side. Back to Bloom. Nine to shoot for the Mustangs. They give to the cutter underneath McManaman. McManaman shot no good. Rebound is cleared out by the Mustangs, though. Bloom. Bloom gives it back over to Trask. Trask, three, misses everything. No good. Shot clock violation. It's Dort College basketball. Morningside will send Jessica Teets into the contest. Kayleen Anderson will check out. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Dort College with a one-point lead. Van Dyke to throw it in. Gets it to Spronk, and it slips through her fingertips. It's taken away by Baudette. Baudette gives it back over to McManaman, and McManaman can't miss here in the first half. She's missed a free throw, and that's about it. She's got 16 first-half points as she rains another three in from the left wing. And the Mustangs retake a two-point lead at 29-27. Brooke Eisen with the basketball. Right elbow over the lane. Picks the dribble up. Goes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma gives it up. Spronk. Spronk Newman. Newman on the left wing. Double team. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Eight to shoot. Gets it to Spronk. Spronk. Jelsma. Jelsma will let fly with a three. Too strong. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. McManaman, her line littered with four threes and a pair of twos. Dort College leads, trails now 29-27. Morningside has retaken the lead on yet another McManaman three-pointer on that last possession. Left side pass, Baudette. Baudette gives it back over to McManaman. Taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma driving in with a left hand. Short arms the layup. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Mustangs. Coming up with it is Bobby McManaman. McManaman will bring it up. Skelhas will check back into the contest. Comes back over to Baudette. Baudette with the ball. Baudette near midcourt. She passes right. She has it on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Right side Bloom. Bloom shuffles her feet before she can fire off the three. Turnover. Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. I'm going to guess turnovers are going to be in about the dozen to 15 range for both teams when we get the halftime numbers. Throwing the ball in will be Van Dyke. So Van Dyke will throw it in when we get our lineups set. For the Mustangs, Mandy Osborne has just checked in. Van Dyke to throw it in for the defenders. Gets it into Spronk. Spronk in the backcourt. Back over to Skelhas. Skelhas with the ball. Gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it. Driving in with the right hand. Puts it up off the rim. No good on the runner from 10 feet on the right side. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Here's Trask. Trask comes left side. Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom gives it up to Lehman. Ball's tipped, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Van Dyke. 2:22 remaining. Dort College wants a timeout. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Morningside 29-27 with 2:22 left to go in the first half. Morningside has ridden Bobby McManaman to 16 first half points. While the Dort College defenders are led by Brianna Sprock and Kayla Bruckheis with 7 points apiece. Dort College with the basketball. They used up their second time out of the ballgame, I believe. They've got four remaining. Bruckheis passes it off. They get it over to Newman. Newman, left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Newman trying to get the return pass, and now it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. 2:07 remaining in this first half. Mustangs have the basketball. Lacey Lehman setting the offense, goes left side to Trask. Trask to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball. Bloom out front to Teets. Teets kicks into the corner. Three, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll lead Dort College basketball. 1:49 remaining in the first half. Dort College trailing Morningside 29-27. In the backcourt with the basketball is Skelhaas. Skelhaas middle of the floor. Sprock. Sprock over to Bruckheis. Bruckheis to Van Dyke. Van Dyke trailing the play, and she's called for steps. Another turnover against the Dort College defenders, and that's been the recurring theme for both teams this evening. Lots of turnovers. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Stolen by Bruckheis in the backcourt. Morningside commits a foul, and I believe Bruckheis will be shooting a 1-1 if the foul count is correct up on the board. Bruckheis was fouled on the play after making the steal. That foul goes on Morningside's Mandy Osborne. So Osborne commits the personal. Bruckheis makes the first free throw. Bruckheis trying to tie it up at 29-29. Another free throw on the way. This one's off the heel, no good. North College trails 28-29. 1:22 and counting, first half. Mustangs for the basketball, right side. This is Bloom. Bloom to Lehman. Swing it, left side, Baudette. Beg your pardon, that's Trask. Trask to Bloom. Bloom, 17-footer, right wing, good. Hannah Bloom with 4 points. And the defenders trail, 31-28, so a three-point basket the difference right now, and a foul on the backcourt called on Chelsea Trask. Trask whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. Kayla Bruckheis will go to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Bruckheis this afternoon, two for four from the charity stripe. Gelsman and Spronk are in. Skelhaas and Cook are out. So a pair of free throws on the way, hopefully for Bruckheis, if she can make the first one, and she does. He's got another one coming, trying to make it a one-point ball game again. Dort College trailing 31-29. Bruckheis' second free throw is up and through. So Dort College trails 31-30. For Bruckheis, she's got 10 first-half points. Mustangs for the basketball, 55 on the game clock. Left side pass goes over to Osborne. Osborne picks up her dribble, guarded there by Sprock. Dort College has some fouls to give. In danger of a 5 seconds call, and she finally passes it away, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. 31-30 our score. Mustangs inbounding the basketball. Ball is deflected, picked up by Morningside. 13 to shoot now. Comes right side to Osborne. Beg your pardon, Teets. And a pass into the lane. Foul committed by the defenders. That's foul number one on Danelle Bone. Team foul number four on the Mustangs. I beg your pardon, on the defenders. So the foul called against Dort College. They've still got two more fouls to give before Morningside's in the bonus. They pass it underneath, and the ball is tipped out of bounds on the pass by Bloom, intended for Osborne. And the Mustangs will throw it in again. Osborne triggers. Thrown into the lane, taken away by Bruckheis. Bruckheis throws it off of a Mustang player. It'll be Dort College basketball. Brian Reichen initially had signaled for Morningside, but now says, nope, my mistake. was touched last by the Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cook is in, Spronk is out, Skelhaus is in for the defenders. Dort College, if they can handle the defensive pressure by the Mustangs, should get the last shot of the first half. Van Dyke with the basketball in the backcourt. She'll bring it up the sideline. Stops at the half-court stripe. Three players around her. Tries to pass it away. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball on the far sideline. The sideline opposite the scoring bench and the players' bench. Dort College takes it across half-court. Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the ball. Comes left side over to Brookeis. Brookeis, swing pass Bone. Bone into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline, tripped up on the play by Jessica Teets. And Kara Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to try and tie it at 31. Or give Dort College the lead at 32-31. 11 seconds remaining in this first half. So Kara Van Dyke to the free throw line, where she has made 72% of her free throws this season. Free throw is up and off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Mustangs. Coming away with it is Teets. Teets to Lehman. Lehman at the half-court stripe, and a foul called on Brookeis as she comes across half-court. I beg your pardon, that's going to go on Jelsma. That's foul number five on the defenders. Jelsma whistled for the personal. 3.7 seconds left to go in the half. Another free throw on the way. Another inbounds play on the way. They get it into McManaman. McManaman three off the mark. No good. Rebound. Tip attempt. No good. Waved off. It came after the buzzer. And the Dort College defenders trail by one as we go to the locker room. Morningside 31. Dort College 30. We've played 20 minutes. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from Sioux City right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. First of all, for the Mustangs, they are 12 for 23 from the floor. 5 of 12 on threes. 2 for 3 on free throws. That figures out to 52.2% from the floor. 41.7% on threes and 66.7% on free throws. For Dort College, they are 10 of 22 from the floor. 4 of 8 on three-pointers for 50%. And 6 of 10 on free throws for 60%. Rebounds, Dort College 14, Morningside 13. Turnovers dead even at 17 apiece. How did we arrive at this 31-30 mark? We were tied at 2. Dort College took the lead at 3-2. Had as much as a 3-point lead on a couple different occasions. Still led at 9-8 before the Mustangs hit a three-pointer to go up 11-9. Morningside built as much as a 7-point lead at 16-9 before Dort College called the timeout and proceeded to outscore Morningside 9-2 to tie it up at 18-18 with 9:55 left to go in the first half. We were then tied again at 21. Dort College took a brief lead at 23-21. We were tied again at 26 with 4:59 left to go in the first half. And we didn't have another tie or lead change the rest of the way. And we come to halftime with Morningside leading 31-30. Dort College led by Kayla Brookeis with 10 points in the first half of play. Bobby McManaman has 16 to pace the Mustangs. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the individual totals right after this. The individual totals for the two teams. Bobby McManaman, 16 points, leading all scorers. She's 6 of 9 from the floor for the Mustangs. For the Dort College defenders, Kayla Brookeis, 2 for 3 from the floor. All of her field goals have been three-pointers. She's also 4 for 6 on free throws for her 10 points. 7 for Brianna Spronk. She's 3 of 5 from the floor. 5 points for Kara Van Dyke. 3 for Jasmine Skelhaus. 3 for Elise Marish. 2 for Emily Newman for their total of 30. For the Mustangs, Bobby McManaman, we told you about her 16 points and how she got there already. Chelsea Trask with 5. She is 1 for 5 from the floor. 6 points for Ashlyn Mull. 4 points for Hannah Bloom. No one else has scored for the Mustangs. So once you get past McManaman 16, you've got three different players scoring 6, 5, and 4, respectively. Rebounding totals, Kara Van Dyke has 4 for the defenders, who own a 1-rebound advantage. 3 for Jasmine Skelhas and 3 for Brianna Sprunk. For the Mustangs, 4 rebounds for Ashlyn Mull and 2 for Bobby McManaman. 3 assists for Leanne Austin for Morningside. Kayleen Austin, Anderson that is, has 2 assists. For Door College, Kara Van Dyke has 2 assists. Kayla Brookeis and Kara Van Dyke have 3 steals apiece. Elise Marsh also with 3 steals. Chelsea Trask, Bobby McManaman, Jessica Teets, and Lacey Lehman with 2 steals apiece for Morningside. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Today's broadcast of Dort College basketball on KDCR made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Halftime scores from across the conference. 3 women's games taking place tonight. Midland leads Nebraska Wesleyan 33-19. Mount Marty leads Dakota Wesleyan 32-30. And the game you're listening to right now, Morningside leads Dort College 31-30. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing in women's basketball at halftime, 31-30, as we get set for the second half, and the Mustangs will have the basketball to start the second half. Leanne Austin takes it across half court. She passes left side over to Baudette. Baudette with the ball, gives it up Bloom. Bloom backdoor cut, layup is up and down. 2-point basket for Chelsea Trask. She's got 7, and the defenders trail 33-30. In the backcourt is Skelhas. Skelhas to Brookeis. Brookeis feeds it off to Marsh. Marsh with the ball. Marsh gets it away to Brookeis. Brookeis still has her dribble. She's working with the left hand. Goes back over to Sprunk. Sprunk, Van Dyke. Van Dyke caught underneath the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound taken away by Marsh. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. And a double dribble called against Elise Marsh. Elise Marsh unable to handle the ball on the left baseline. Ends up with a double dribble call. Coach Craig Steensma asking if a Mustang player had swatted it out of her hand, and the official shaking his head, no. Mustang basketball, Austin. Austin passes over to Bloom. Bloom on the left wing. Comes back right side to Baudette. Baudette to Trask. Trask, Baudette. Baudette, right side, Bloom. Bloom underneath. Shot is up and good. 2-point basket for Ashlyn Mull. She's got 8 points, and the defenders trail 35 230. Ball goes middle of the floor. Marsh. Marsh fires it left side and turns it over. She had Van Dyke open in the left corner. Turns it over. Would have been an open look for Van Dyke. Instead, the ball is out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. And the Mustangs will bring it up, leading by 5, 35-30. They've started the second half with back-to-back field goals. Mustang basketball, Baudette. Baudette gives it up underneath to Bloom. Bloom fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line as she cut down the right side of the lane. So Hannah Bloom, a 46% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line with her team leading 35-30. Free throw is up by Blum. No good. She's got another one coming. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Second free throw barely grazes the front of the iron. It's taken away by Marish. Marish gets it away to Skelhaus. Skelhaus into the corner. Brookice right side. Brookice hounded on the play by Blum. Gets it away to Marish. Marish double team. They bring the double team hard. Here's Van Dyke cutting to the lane. It's good. Kara Van Dyke with 7 points. Defenders score their first field goal of the second half. They trail 35-32, 18 minutes remaining in the game. Blum, left side, Baudette, underneath to Mull. Mull feeds it off right side, the basket by Osten. And the Dort College defenders trail 37-32. Ball's loose in the backcourt. Skelhaus has it ripped away from her. Coming up with it is Osten. Osten with a two-point basket off the assist from Trask, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. 17:40 left to play in the ballgame. Dort College uses a timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Center 88.5 FM. Before we go any further, let's pause for station identification. Let's take a look at the numbers thus far. Kara Van Dyke with 7 points. She's got the lone field goal for the defenders here in the second half. Dort College has surrendered 8 points. They've gotten two of their own. Dort College forced to use their third timeout. They've got three remaining. With the basketball is Skelhaus in the backcourt. She got away from pressure once. Now goes middle of the floor to Spront. Spront puts it on the floor hard over the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Blum. Blum with the basketball, doesn't waste any time, gets it ahead to Trask. Trask with it, right side to Baudette. Baudette, three-pointer, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called on the Mustangs. Foul's going to go on Leanne Osten. Osten whistled for the personal. I believe that's number one on her. Team foul number one on the Mustangs in this half as well. Dort College didn't bound the basketball, trailing by seven, matching their biggest deficit of the contest. Ball was inbounded to Danelle Bone. She was tied up on the play by Leanne Osten. Dort College will get the basketball in the alternating possession. Throwing the ball in is Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the baseline, doesn't have the baseline to run, and gets it over to Marish. Marish to Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone to Marish. Dort College taking their time. Middle of the floor, Newman. Newman takes it across half court. She gives it back over to Bone. Bone with it right side. Skelhaus. Skelhaus down to the baseline. Skelhaus tries to fire it to Marish. It's deflected, picked up by Van Dyke, back over to Skelhaus. Her three is off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound Marish. Marish with the basketball. Marish spins, puts it up in traffic, and she is fouled on the play, and Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul's going to go on Morningside and Hannah Blum. Blum whistled for the personal foul, her first. Free throw's on the way for Marish. She's one for one tonight from the free throw line. Make it two for two. 4 points tonight for Marish. And the Dort College defenders trail 39-33. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Marish with 5 points, a three-point play, and now a couple of free throws. She's three for three from the charity stripe. Mustang basketball, Mull. Mull gives it off to Baudette. Baudette on the left wing. Comes back over to Osten. Osten to Trask. Trask on the right wing. Osten. And a travel violation is going to be called on Shelby Baudette. Both teams bothered by turnovers in the first half. They each had 17 turnovers in the first half of play. 39-34 Dort College. Leads by five, trails by five, I should say. Morningside with a lead on defense. Van Dyke, middle of the floor to Cook. Cook turns. She'll take it across half court. Now to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right side. Bounce pass out front to Bone. Bone with the ball. Comes back right side over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus on the wing. Now Newman. Newman on the left side. Newman back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus at the free throw line. Nothing there. Van Dyke. Five to shoot. Comes back over to Cook. Cook. Skelhaus. Ball fake. 2 seconds to shoot. Gets it away to Cook. Cook. Three. Cook. Jamie Cook stepped into the three. Dort College trails 37-39. Five unanswered by the defenders after the timeout. Brianna Spronk will check back into the game for Door College. Pass goes high post to Mull. Mull to Trask. Trask fires it underneath. Mull shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Bloom. Bloom fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 15:34 left to play in the ballgame. Coach Jamie Sale down to the baseline to converse with the referee that's pinned down on the baseline. Hannah Bloom, 0-for-2 from the free throw line, steps up and makes that one. She's a 46% free throw shooter. She's 1-for-3 tonight. And the defenders trail 42-37. Middle of the floor, it goes over to Spronk. Spronk with it, shakes left, scoops it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound is taken away by Mull. Mull ahead of the pack, it goes Trask. Trask now with the defense retreating, stops, goes right side, Baudette. Baudette with the basketball. Baudette to Austin. Austin back to Bloom. Bloom, shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound tapped out, Mull comes up with it. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the defenders. Coming away with it is Newman. Newman driving the other way with the left hand, stripped from behind, out of bounds. It'll be Door College basketball, last touched by the Mustangs. Bodies on the floor, no calls made. A carry on the other way by Newman, it looked like. No call made. Looked like it might have been a foul on the other end as well. No call made. So Door College will now inbound on the left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Newman throws it in over the top, finds Jamie Cook. Cook with the basketball to Brookice. Brookice three, left it short, no good. Saved in by Spronk. And now Door College, Brookice makes contact with it before reestablishing herself in play. Brookice ran all the way on the missed three-pointer to get to the baseline, chasing down her own shot. Went all the way out of bounds to try and get it, and then came back in, and as it was saved to her, she didn't reestablish herself in bounds. Ball's tapped away out front. Mustangs can maintain possession of it. Austin with it. She goes right side to Mull, and Mull is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Door College's Jamie Cook. Cook whistled for the personal. Morningside will inbound. Bobby McManaman back in the game. Out front, Austin. Austin to McManaman. McManaman on the left wing. McManaman to Bloom. Bloom to Lehman. Back to McManaman. McManaman layup good. 18 points for McManaman, and the Door College defenders trail 44-37. Spronk with the basketball. Spronk with it on the right wing. Door College down 7, and we've got a hand check called on the Mustangs. Riding her all the way up the floor was Hannah Bloom, and Bloom has whistled for her second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Mustangs. Throwing it in will be Newman. Newman gets it inbounded to Spronk, and Spronk unable to maintain possession of it. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Mustang basketball, bringing it up is Austin. Austin takes it across half court. Has her dribble, goes high post to Bloom. Fouled on the way to the hoop was Leanne Austin. And the Door College defenders will send Leanne Austin to the free throw line for the Mustangs with that foul by Door College. Pair of free throws on the way for Austin. First one's up and through. That's the biggest lead of the ballgame now for Morningside at 8. And make it 9. 46-37. Austin with 6 points. Door College working it up against the pressure. Brookice left side, Skelhas. Skelhas to Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side, Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline, nothing there. Reverses it back over to Newman. Newman baseline jumper, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Bloom, and it's tipped out of bounds by Brookice. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside gets the ball back. 13:35 left to play. In regulation, Morningside leads 46-37. Morningside has outscored Door College 15-7 to start the second half.
Bobby McManaman with it on the right wing. She had 16 first-half points. Goes back over to Bloom. Bloom straight on three is off the heel. Glances off the front of the rim. No good. Mull saves it in. Back over to Bloom. Bloom in traffic. Puts it up. Shut. No good. And the rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Danelle Bone checks into the contest. Brianna Spronk will check out. Leanne Austin will inbound the basketball. Throws it in over the top to McManaman. McManaman with the ball at the free throw line. Comes back over to Lehman. Lehman out front. Right side it goes Bloom. Bloom underneath Mull. Mull's shot blocked by Van Dyke, but a foul on the play called on Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke whistled for the personal. That's foul number two on her. Ashlyn Mull will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. This will be the seventh free throw already shot by Morningside in this half. Mull, a 70% free throw shooter, misses the first one. She's got another one coming. That's foul number four, by the way, on Dort College's. I don't think that was right, but they say Van Dyke has four. I had her with three. Second free throw, no good by Mull. Here comes Dort College. So Dort College is going to have to go a while without Van Dyke. She's on the bench with four personals. Bowen passes right side to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Brookice. Brookice down to the baseline. Nothing there. She's trapped on the corner. Dort College calls a timeout. Timeout, Dort College. 12:42 remaining in the game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College has just used their fourth timeout. Dort College has the basketball. Five to shoot. They get it over to Skelhaus. Three-pointer. Good. Jasmine Skelhaus with 6 points. She's averaging 6.6 points per game. And the defenders narrow the gap down to 46-40. 12-20 and counting. Ball game. Pass underneath is tipped. Controlled by Morningside. They get it over to Mull. Mull on the left wing. Good. Ashlyn Mull with 10 points. Dort College trails 48-40. Middle of the floor it goes to... Well, it's taken away. Emily Newman had it, and it was taken away from her. Shot no good on the other end, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mustang basketball. Checking back into the game for Morningside will be Randy Ebert. Checking out of the contest is Leanne Austin. Dort College trails 48-40. Mustangs will inbound the basketball. Mustangs throwing it in. They get it in over the top to McManaman. McManaman chases it over to Ebert. Ebert has to go to the sideline to get control of it. Right side pass. Three on the way. No good. Saved in on the rebound by Mull. Here comes Dort College. Long pass into the front court. Bone. Bone goes short corner. Spronk. Spronk. Bone. Bone. Three-pointer. Left wing. Good. Danelle Bone with her first three today. Dort College trails 48-43. 11:25 and counting. Mustang basketball. Mustangs have it. Working with it is Anderson. Anderson to Ebert. Ebert dumps it down low. In the lane with it is Mull. Mull with a left hand. Good. Ashlyn Mull with another two. Dort College trails 50-43. 7 for Mull. Right side with the basketball, Brookice. Brookice splits the defense, comes back over to Marish. Marish to Brookice. Brookice drops it inside Spronk, outside Marish. Marish, 15-footer, right baseline, no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Bobby McManaman. McManaman with the rebound. Here comes Morningside racing back the other way. Lehman. Lehman gives it up to Anderson, and it's thrown away by the Mustangs. Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover. 10:43 remaining. Ball game. Dort College trails 50-43. Chelsma is in. Checking out is Jasmine Skelhaus. Spronk to throw it in. Comes over to Brookice. Brookice back to Bone. Bone gives it up to Spronk. Spronk to Brookice. Brookice feeds it left side back over to Bone. Bone with the ball. Marish. Marish. Spronk. Spronk. Layup. Good. Brianna Spronk with 9 points, and the Dort College defenders trail by 5, 50-45. Dort College refusing to fade all the way away. in this ball game. Morningside has threatened to pull away underneath, and I was sealed off by Jamie Sale, unable to make out who that basket goes to. I'm going to give it to one of the post players for the time being, Ashlyn Mull. Unofficially, she's got 14. Dort College trails 52-45. Down to the baseline is Spronk. Spronk in traffic. Shot is good. Brianna Spronk with a two-point basket. She's fouled. And the Dort College defenders trailing 52-47. So 52-47 our score. And the shot is up and good. Dort College trails 52-48. 12 points for Spronk. Mustangs have the basketball. This is Anderson. Anderson gives it up to McManaman. McManaman, round the horn they go. Lehman. Lehman with the basketball to Ebert. Ebert. Pass through the lane, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the defenders trail by four. 9:31 left to play. Dort College inbounding. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice gives it to Marsh. Marsh back over to Brookice. Brookice gives it left side to Spronk. Spronk with it on the right wing. They go back left side. Brookice. Brookice tries to feed it underneath to Marsh. Marsh shot no good. Marsh tries to gets the shot up, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jessica Jelsma to throw it in. Comes back left side over to Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. 8 to shoot. Puts it up off the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Brookice at the point. She comes back right side, Spronk. Spronk, Jelsman. Jelsman's going to press the issue and throws it off of a Morningside player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Spronk to throw it in front of the Dort College bench. Comes over to Bone. Bone with it in between the circles. Bone using up her dribble. 15 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back right side to Jelsma. Jelsma underneath Spronk, and it's tipped and controlled by the Mustangs. They come away with a steal. That's Jessica Teets, and she travels with it. Dort College will get the basketball back on the turnover. 8:44 remaining in regulation. Back into the contest is Skelhaas. Throwing it in will be Spronk for the defenders. Spronk looking, throws over the top, finds Skelhaas. Skelhaas on the sideline, shakes left, goes right, ball tipped as she tries the post-entry pass. Controlled by Marsh. Marsh shovels it back outside. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Brookice three-pointer. Got it. Three-point basket. Kayla Brookice. She's got a baker's dozen. Dort College trails 52-51. Morningside has it. Lehman underneath. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. She comes back over to Brookice. Brookice up the floor with it. Brookice testing the waters, picks up her dribble on the left elbow. Back outside Spronk, 15 to shoot. Marsh post move, nothing there. Brookice, three-pointer, left that one short, no good. Rebound Marsh, though, and now a jump ball called no. They allow Ebert to rip it away, and here come the Mustangs. Pass it down to the short corner, and a travel violation called on Hannah Bloom. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College trails 52-51. They've trailed by as many as nine. That was at 46-47. Since then, Dort College has scored Morningside 14-6 to cut the lead down to one where we stand right now. Emily Newman throwing the ball in for the defenders. She gets it in to Brookice, and Brookice has it tapped away by Bloom. Throwing it in will be Newman. Newman gets the ball inbounded to Brookice, and Brookice is tied up on the play. Turnover gives the basketball back to Morningside on the tie-up. 7:48 left to play in this contest. Pass inbounded over the top to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Austin gives it to Baudette. Baudette to Bloom. Bloom reverses it outside. Three-pointer, top of the key, misses, no good. Rebound taken down by Mull. Mull's shot good. Ashlyn Mull with another two. She's got 16. And the defenders trail, 54. 2:51 in the backcourt with it is Newman. Newman gives it up to Bone. Bone in the backcourt, Newman. Newman underneath the Morningside basket gives it away to Brookice. Brookice with the ball. Kayla Brookice feeds it into the corner. Skelhaas, three-pointer, can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Mull. Mull has it stripped away by Brookice, but it's picked up by Morningside and Trask. Trask with the ball. She's been limited to 7 points. They come back left side to Austin. Austin, high post. Bloom. Bloom with the ball gives it up to Trask. 13 seconds to shoot. Bloom gets it well out on the floor. Left side, Trask. Trask back to Bloom. Bloom looks for the high-low. Instead comes back over to Austin. Austin through the lane pass back over to Trask. Trask shot good. She's got 9 in the defender's trail. 56-51. 6:35 left to go in the ballgame. Left side it goes Cook. Cook comes back right to Brookice. Brookice to Bone. Bone with it. Newman. Newman with the basketball. Looking for someone to pass to. Comes back left side, Skelhaas. She'll put up a three. Rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled by Morningside. Coming up with it is Mull. Mull with the basketball. She comes to Baudette. Baudette will walk it up. Now it's Austin. Austin left wing, Trask. Trask beyond the three-point line. Tries to feed Bloom at the elbow. And Brookice commits the foul. Kayla Brookice whistled for the personal. Cook is out. Newman is out. Van Dyke and Spronk are in. Morningside to throw the basketball in. They get it into Mull. Mull off of the window. No good. Rebound tapped out. Last touch by Dort College and Kara Van Dyke. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Morningside triggering it in. Leanne Austin to throw. She gets the ball inbounded to Trask. Trask puts it up. Shot is up and good. Trask with back-to-back field goals. She's got 11. Just when I said Dort College had controlled her, she's got back-to-back buckets. Now a foul called in the backcourt on the Mustangs. It'll be Dort College basketball in the backcourt. Team foul number 5 on the Mustangs. 5:48 left to go in regulation. Haven't had a lot of free throws shot in this one. Van Dyke to trigger it. Gets the ball inbounded to Spronk, and the ball is loose. It's out of bounds. Last touch. It's going to be Dort College basketball. Dort College wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Morningside leads Dort College in women's play, 58-51. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College inbounds, trailing by 7. They need a bucket. Dort College has surrendered the last 6 points, have gone from down 1 to down 7. Skelhaas, left wing, 5.5 left to go in the game. Spronk will drive the lane, drops it off for Van Dyke. Van Dyke's shot no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Kara Van Dyke was fouled on the play. She'll shoot a pair. Spronk had dumped it off to her. Looked like Van Dyke was going to hit the easy shot. Instead, she misses and will go to the free throw line for a pair. First free throw by Van Dyke is good. She's got 8. Another free throw on the way for Van Dyke. A junior from Edgerton puts it up, puts it down. Dort College down 5. Dort College is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Here in the second half, Morningside is 3 for 7. Mustang basketball, Mull. Mull goes high post to Bloom. Bloom with the ball. Bloom gives it off to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Austin to Mull. Mull to Austin. Austin feeds right wing to Mull. Beg your pardon, that's Bloom. Bloom, top of the key, Trask. Trask puts it on the floor into the lane. Her short jumper is good.
Chelsea Trask with 8 points. She's been biding her time. Just like that, she's got 13, right at her season average of 14.4. Back the other way is Brookice. Brookice shot no good. Got bumped on the play by Ashlyn Mull. Morningside gathers in the rebound, and now they'll try to stretch it back to their biggest lead of the game at 9. That would match their biggest lead. 4:29 and counting. Ball game. Left side with it is Baudette. Baudette gives it up to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Austin to Baudette. Baudette in traffic underneath Mull. Mull layup good. He's got 12 unofficially in the second half. 18 for the ballgame. North College trails 62-53. And this 9-point difference matches the biggest lead of the ballgame for Morningside. They led 46-37, prompting a North College timeout. Now a foul called in the backcourt on the Mustangs. And North College with an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Janelle Bone will shoot a 1-and-1. So the free throw on the way for Bone is up and through. Janelle Bone, a 57% free throw shooter entering the ballgame. Now 5-for-8 from the charity stripe. Marish is in. Van Dyke is out. Van Dyke playing with 4 personals. Dort College back to within 8 at 62-54. Another free throw is up and good. 62-55 our score. Dort College down by 7. Still have some time, but you got to string some stops together now. Walking it up is Austin. Austin feeds it left side to Bloom. Bloom right side to Austin. Austin to Trask. Trask out front. Tries to pass it inside. It's taken away by Spronk. Spronk doesn't have the numbers. She'll stop. Feed it off to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Spronk. Spronk down to the baseline. Comes back over to Marish. Marish shot. Good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled on the play. Elise Marish will go to the free throw line to try and make it a 5-point ball game, possibly a 4-point game, beg your pardon. That's foul number 4, by the way, on Hannah Bloom. And Marish can't make the free throw. 62-57, Dort College, down 5. 3:37 left to go in the ball game. Pass goes right wing to Trask. Trask around the horn they go, Baudette. Baudette with the basketball. Baudette to Trask. Trask out front will put it on the floor hard. Stops on the right elbow. Kicks it back outside to Baudette. 10 to shoot. Dump it down low for Mull. Mull shot off of the glass. Good. 64-57. Dort College is down 7. Bringing the basketball back the other way. Brookice. Brookice drops it off for Marish. Marish layup. Too strong. No good. Off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Marish. No Brookice with it. Now the ball is loose. It's down on the floor, saved in by the Mustangs, and here they come. Mustangs don't have the number, so they will jog it up. Bringing it up is Baudette. Baudette, left side to Trask. Trask picks up her dribble. Pass down low to Mull. Mull, kick out pass, 3, no good by Baudette. Rebound cleared out by Marish. Dort College trails by 7. 2:35 left to play in regulation. Right side pass to Brookice. Brookice feeds it down low for Marish, facing up against Mull. Back over to Brookice. Swing pass to Skelhaus. Skelhaus fakes left, passes it back to the right. Brookice back over to Newman. Newman with it on the left wing. Marish, short corner, Spronk. Dribbles in, puts it up off of the glass. Good. Spronk with a 2-point basket. She's got 14, and the defenders trail 64-59. 2:05 left to play in the game. Mustangs have it. Austin. Austin goes right side, Baudette. Baudette with the ball. Baudette gives it up to Mull. Mull, left side to Austin. Austin on the left wing. Comes back to Trask. 10 to shoot. They pass it down low, Mull. Mull leaves the shot short, no good. Rebound taken away by Spronk. Spronk with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus puts it on the floor, hard to the right. Comes back over to Marish. Marish puts it up. Shot won't go, but she's fouled on the play as she spun to her right. Put it up with the right hand, and she's fouled on the play by Mull. It's foul number 3 on the post player for Morningside. Marish to the free throw line and misses the free throw. Nord College can make it a 4-point ball game.
missing on the opportunity to cut it to three. Now Marish with the free throw, and this one's going to roll home. Marish makes one of two. She now has eight, and the defender lead is 64-60, and Morningside will use a timeout. 1:35 left to play in the game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Morningside has led the entire second half. They've led by as many as nine on a couple different occasions, once at 46-37 and again at 62-53. Dort College had the lead down in between those two runs by the Mustangs. They had it down to one at 52-51. Morningside responded with a 6-0 run, though, after it was down to one at 52-51, stretching it to 58-51. And the Mustangs have the basketball with 1:35 remaining in regulation. Bringing the ball up will be Leanne Austin. Austin with the ball. She passes right side. Trask. Trask looking. Trask with the basketball. Comes back to Austin. Austin left side. Baudette. Baudette with the ball. Baudette will bring it out in between the circles out front. Morningside wants the ball in the hands of their guards right here. Baudette will drive left hand, puts it up, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Dort College trails by four. Bone on the left wing. Danelle Bone back over to Skelhas. Skelhas with it. You don't need a three, you just want a bucket. Pass goes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhas, 15 to shoot, 53 seconds on the game clock. Left side, Bone. Bone with the ball. Somebody's going to have to put it on the floor and take it hard to the basket. They give it to Spronk. Spronk underneath, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Brianna Spronk with the two-point field goal. Dort College trails it 64-62, pending a free throw with 45.1 seconds remaining. Spronk with the free throw. It's up, in and out, no good. Difference stays at 2, 64-62. A 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock, and Morningside will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to the Mustangs. They've got the basketball with a two-point lead when we're back right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Morningside 64-62 in women's basketball play. Dort College is in the double bonus in terms of free throws when they get the ball back. By comparison, Morningside will be shooting a 1-1 if Dort College commits a non-shooting foul. 39.1 seconds remaining. Morningside has the basketball just outside of their half of the floor. For the defenders, it will be Skelhas, Bone, Brookice, Spronk, and Van Dyke. For the Mustangs, it's Bloom, Baudette, Austin, Trask, and Mull. Morningside with the basketball, 20 on the shot clock, 32 on the game clock now. Right side it goes Bloom. Bloom with the basketball out front to Trask. Trask gives it up, Baudette. Baudette, round the horn they go, 10 seconds remaining. On the right side with it is Austin beyond the three-point line. She's still got it on the dribble. She goes left corner, and it's tapped away by Brookice with 3 seconds remaining. And Morningside's going to use another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to Morningside. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College down two to the number three rated team in the nation, the Morningside Mustangs in women's college basketball. 17.1 seconds remaining in the game, 3 seconds on the shot clock. That's what Morningside has to work with as they'll inbound it in front of their bench, throwing the ball in. Dort College with their same five on the floor, Skelhas, Brookice, Bone, Van Dyke, and Spronk for the Mustangs. It's Baudette, Austin, Trask, Mull, and Bloom. Morningside to throw it in front of their bench. Throwing it in will be Baudette. Baudette gets it inbounded. Gets it left side. Three as well off of the mark. No good. A shot clock violation, and Dort College will have 13.1 seconds left to get a shot off. Throwing the ball in will be Danelle Bone. Both teams will stay with their five on the floor that they broke the huddle with.
11 seconds remaining. Bringing it up is Brookice. Brookice with it. Coach Craig Steensma calls a timeout as Dort College brings it across half court. And with 5.7 seconds remaining, Dort College will inbound the ball in front of the scorer's bench on their half of the offensive, or on their half of the floor, trailing by two. A two-pointer ties, a three-pointer wins. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelen-Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodebor is an agent, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, it's been a nail-biter down the stretch. It didn't look like it was going to be a nail-biter, though. Morningside looked like they had it in hand at 62-53. That was with about 3.5 minutes left to go in the contest. But the Dort College defenders have outscored Morningside 9-2. It's cut that 9-point difference down to two at 62-53. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College to throw it in with Skelhaas. You got Bowen out front, Sprock behind her. Stationed on the right baseline is Van Dyke. She'll come up to set a screen. 5.7 seconds left. Brookice with it. Brookice will drive the lane. Puts it up with a left-hand block. It's down on the floor. Out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Morningside basketball. Brookice took it hard to the basket. Trying to draw a foul. Had her shot blocked out of bounds. And with 7/10 of a second left, Morningside will inbound. And that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score. Morningside 64. The Dort College defenders 62. Morningside improves to 5-1 in the conference, 10-1 overall. Dort College defenders fall to 7-8 overall, and 3-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from Sioux City right after this.
Yep.
The comeback comes just up, just short. Dort College loses to the Morningside Mustangs by a final of 64-62. Dort College trailed the entire second half. They entered the half down 31-30. Morningside scored the first 4 points of the second half to go up 35-30. Dort College narrowed the gap down to 39-37. And Morningside eventually led 46-37. The Dort College defenders fought back to get to within one at 52-51. But the Mustangs had an answer again, getting the lead back up to 62-53. It was at that point Dort College charged back and got it down to 64-62 with 45.1 seconds remaining. Morningside missed on their possession. Dort College had 12 seconds to work with, brought it across half court. Had a shot by Kayla Brookice on a drive of the lane that was off the mark. That was blocked out of bounds, actually. That's why it was off the mark. And with less than a second left, Morningside just had to inbound the ball. They did. And the Mustangs get out with the win, 64-62. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Before we get to the numbers on our Wireless World post-game wrap, let's visit with Coach Craig Steensma, Dort College women's basketball coach. Coach, on the short end of a 64-62 decision this evening, but a game in which your team did a lot of things right.
Yeah, we did. We did a ton of things well. I thought one of the best things that came out of tonight is there was three separate times when they just punched us in the face and came after us and got 7, 8, 10-point lead. And each of those three times, we really fought back well. You know, and we really fought hard. And I thought down the stretch, our defense was phenomenal. We got stops when we needed to just because of effort and communication. And that's something we've been working on. And so, yeah, you know, if we shoot a couple more shots in, I think we did a good enough job defensively. So, and I'll just leave it at that.
In the second half, you hold Morningside to 0-5, three-point shooting. We talked about it in the pregame that was going to be important to get out and defend the perimeter. What allowed you to defend the perimeter tonight as well as you did?
Defensive communication and effort. You know, and I thought we had to play a little smaller tonight. I thought Kayla and Danelle did a great job of guarding wings, you know, just not letting them get open looks. And so, you know, the adjustments that we made helped us a lot.
Brianna Sprong, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 13 points for Kayla Brookice. Most of those came in the first half. You had some pretty good individual performances, but then I look down further on the list. Kara Van Dyke, 9 points. Elise Marish with 8. I keep coming back to the fact, 2 points short on Morningside's home floor, but you did a lot of things well.
Yeah, they're very good here, Mike. We played an outstanding game to hold them in the 60s. It's their lowest point total of the year. But we're capable of doing that, I feel. And so, they're pretty dejected locker room right now. But, you know, they'll look back and learn some good things from this game when we reflect on it tomorrow.
Our communication rather difficult because of the decibel level of the music for the pregame of the men's basketball game. But, Coach, one final thing. You play Briarcliff on Saturday. There's a lot of intertwined coaching
right
with Morningside and Briarcliff, their systems. Pretty similar, or are you going to have to do a lot to prepare for Saturday?
Yeah, their personnel is different, you know, but they do a lot of things similar. This was a really good practice in getting ready for that. So, you know, it's tough to come out on the losing end here. We couldn't have probably worked any harder, and I thought the team was very well prepared for the game and executed what we wanted to do very, very well. So I give all the credit to the kids in mentally preparing to play today.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much, Mike.
That's Coach Craig Steensma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and the Wireless World postgame wrap. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 20 of 47 from the floor, 42.6% in women's play, 8 of 18 on three-pointers, 44.4%, 14 of 21 on free throws, 66.7%. For the Mustangs, 27 of 51 from the floor, 52.9%, 5 of 17 on threes, 29.4%, 5 of 10 on free throws, for 50%. Morningside out rebounds Dort College 31-28. Turnovers dead even at 25 apiece. Individual totals for Dort College: Brianna Sprock, 16 points, 7 of 12 from the floor, 13 points for Kayla Brookice. She was 3 of 8. She also was 3 of 6 on three pointers. 9 points for Kara Van Dyke, 8 for Elise Marish, 6 for Jasmine Skelhas, 5 for Danelle Bone, 3 for Jamie Cook, and 2 for Emily Newman for their total of 62. For the Mustangs, Ashlyn Mull with 18 points, 9 of 13 from the floor. She also had 12 rebounds. 18 points for Bobby McManaman, 13 for Chelsea Trask, 7 for Hannah Bloom, 6 for Leanne Austin, 2 for Jessica Teets. That's your total of 64 for the Mustangs. Rebounding, Dort College led by Brianna Sprunk, 7 rebounds, 3 offensive, 4 defensive, 5 rebounds for Jasmine Skelhas, 4 for Kara Van Dyke, 4 for Elise Marish, 3 for Kayla Brookice. For Morningside, Ashlyn Mull with 12, 5 for Hannah Bloom, 3 for Bobby McManaman, and no one else with more than 1 for the Mustangs. Jasmine Skelhas dished off 3 assists. Elise Marish credited with 4. 2 each for Brianna Spronk and Kara Van Dyke. Dort College's Kayla Brookice with 3 steals. Kara Van Dyke with 3 steals. Elise Marish with 3 steals.
for the Mustangs. Two steals for Chelsea Trask, two for Leanne Austin, three for Jessica Teets, two for Bobby McManaman, and three for Lacey Lehman. York College slips to 3-4 in the conference, 7-8 overall. Morningside 10-1 overall and 5-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next up for York College, they travel to Sioux Center. They'll get back home and they will host Briarcliff to wrap up the pre-Christmas portion of the schedule. While for the Morningside Mustangs, they stay at home. They'll be facing the Midland Warriors on Saturday here in Sioux City. Take another break and be back with a rundown of what's happening in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball for today. See if we can chase down some scores right after this. GPAC scores tonight. Morningside over Dort in women's play 64-62. Midland over Nebraska Wesleyan 68-33. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty 70-66. Standings look like this then through Wednesday's play. Concordia 6-0. Briarcliff and Morningside both 5-1. Northwestern 4-2. Mount Marty and Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan all 3-3. York College is 3-4. Midland is 2-5. Nebraska Wesleyan and Doan are 0-6 in women's basketball action. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma, York College men's basketball coach, right after this. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap-up for the women's game. We turn the page to the men's contest right after this.